What's going on, everybody? Day three, the double O sound. Just listen and repeat, and also think about, do you have any weaknesses? Is there any? So today I want you to just start thinking, is there anything that I need to do better? Is there something I don't understand? You know, is there one activity that's really hard? And I want you to think of ways to practice that after these 7 days. So for now, you don't have to worry too much, but I want you, the first 2 days, I really just want you to listen and repeat and get used to the sound and where it is in certain words. And now I want you to start thinking about taking that next step. So you only have to think about it. You don't have to do anything about it yet. All right, so listen and repeat. Day three, minimal pairs. Here we go. Just repeat for now. Could, cood. Could, cood. Cookie, coo. Cookie, cookie. Cookie, cookie. Should, shooed. Should, shooed. Pulled, pooled. Pulled, pooled. These are even hard for me, so don't worry. Take your time. All right, vowel collection. So again, just listen and repeat. Take your time. Stood, stayed, steered. Stood, stayed, steered. Shook, shake, shack. Shook, shake, shack. All right, next one. So syllable stress. So not only do we want to pronounce the words correctly, but we also want to stress the right syllable. So it doesn't matter if you know how to say the sound, for example, cooker, you know how to do the ood sound, cooker, but you stress the wrong syllable. If you say kuka, 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 it's the wrong syllable stress. Cooker, cooker. So please listen and repeat. Cooker. Cooker. Fullness. Fullness. Woodwork. Woodwork. Puller. Puller. All right, reduced sounds, bringing words together. So we have examples of the word, of the sound. For example, woman, we have our double O sound. But we also want to bring words together. So if he could, so it would be the woman asked, if he could, 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 if he could. So it's small, but it's still there. And some will be some sugar, some sugar, some sugar. Some sugar, no, some sugar, some sugar. All right, here we go. Listen and repeat. The woman asked if he could buy some sugar. The woman asked if he could buy some sugar. Next one. By the way, the woman asked if he could. She's probably, if you imagine talking to somebody else, like, I wonder if he can buy some sugar. So that's why it's he and not she. That was just on my mind. Maybe it's on your mind too. You should not have gone out into the woods. You shouldn't have gone out into the woods. Into the woods. You shouldn't have gone out into the woods. You shouldn't have gone out into the woods. All right, tongue twisters. Listen and repeat. I'll say it slow and quickly. Just focus on saying it slowly for the most part. If you want an extra challenge, you can try to say it quickly. Here we go. Should the good wolf cook wool? Should the good wolf cook wool? Should the good cook? Should the good wolf cook wool? Should the good wolf cook wool? Wool is a pretty hard word. Next one. One good book stood on the wood. 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 All right, that's it. Hope you found that helpful. I'll see you guys next time.